Welcome to the Your Dream or Mine podcast, the place to be if you dream of living a life of fulfillment, freedom, flow, and most importantly, fun. I'm Laura Cruz, the Dream Transition Mentor, the creator of the unique six-step Dream Transition Method, which will take you from idle daydream to transitioning into your wildly successful freedom-based business. Listen to inspirational stories from women who have been brave enough to take the leap from corporate and now live the life they've always dreamed of. Women like you and me. They did it, I did it, and you can too. Grab a cuppa, find a cozy spot, then sit back and enjoy the episode. Hello, welcome to the Your Dream or Mine podcast. I'm your host, Laura Cruz, also known as the Dream Transition Mentor. This is episode 176. Now, when this episode goes out, it will be the 29th of March. And I'm recording it on the 28th of March, so I've left it quite late. But I'm talking in this episode about my book birthday. And I can't believe it, but my book, Dream It and Do It, Six Steps into Your Own Dream Life and Business, turns one on Saturday. Honestly, I just don't know where that year's gone. And I just looked at my memories on Facebook today and this came up. It said, today is launch day minus two. I'm calm-ish. Despite the frenzied pace I've been working at for the last month, I've still got a lot to do before launch day. One of those things is to be interviewed on Three Counties Radio. So that's what I was doing 2 days before launch day last year. And I just can't really explain, but all the stuff leading up to the launch of my book was just amazing. It was frightening. It was brilliant. It was exhilarating. It was like stepping off a cliff. It was fun. It was nerve-wracking. It was all sorts of things. When you put something out and you don't know what the reaction's going to be, you don't know what the reaction's going to be. You don't know what's going to happen. And I wrote the book because I had a message that I wanted to send to the world, I guess, that, you know, to anybody who bought a copy of it. I had that message that I wanted to share. But I also wanted it to be a success. I wanted it to be read. I wanted people to buy it. I wanted to hear people's thoughts on it. I wanted to get their feedback. I wanted to get reviews. I wanted to get all sorts of things. And it was a strange thing. I don't know if it's like when you're pregnant, you know, and you're waiting to have your baby, you just don't know how it's going to be. Maybe it was a bit like that with my book. But I talked at the time about how I was so scared about the visibility of my book before it came out. I was so worried about what people would say about what I'd written and what people would comment. And I was worried about bad reviews and I was so scared about so many things. And even though I've been doing this podcast, at that point I'd been doing it for 2 years. Even though I was used to putting my words out and, you know, telling people stories and sharing insights into my life, the book somehow felt bigger. It felt more permanent. It felt more exposing. It felt more scary. It just felt all sorts of things. And I was making the ladies at my networking group laugh last week because when my book was coming out, I had all these fears that like somebody would like, I don't know, like, This is so ridiculous, right? But this just shows like how your mindset plays havoc with you. I had this idea that like, you know, I might get papped when I was like putting my bin out in my dressing gown, or that somebody would like, I don't know, sell a story on me. I mean, honest to God, I look back, I was absolutely deluded, right? Deluded. I don't know what I thought was going to happen. And I share that with you because that's honestly how I felt. And it's preposterous because clearly none of that was going to happen. But these were the things that were stopping me from really pushing on with kind of publicising the book, because I was so worried about those things. And they, of course, did not happen. So the lead up was really interesting. And I remember kind of, you know, writing a plan of all I needed to do to launch the book. You know, I'd written the book, like, deciding to work with authors and co to write the book, you know, that was a I decided to work with them in the April and I launched the book the following March. So it took me about 6 months to write the book. And then, but writing the book's only a part of it. It's such an interesting process. Writing the book is not a small part of it, but it's only a part of the bigger jigsaw of releasing a book. And I just, you know, if I think back to this time last year, like I think back to launch day when I got up at 5 a.m. and started doing like all my promo on my laptop. And I don't think I looked up from my laptop for about 3 hours, virtually like steam, smoke coming off my fingers as I was typing furiously. But I was like messaging and doing posts and doing lives. And I had a podcast out and new podcast episode. And I was messaging people and asking people to kind of buy the book and to support me. And it was such an amazing day. And do you know what? By 10 o'clock in the morning, so having get up at 5, like 5:30 or something, by 10 o'clock in the morning, I'd hit Amazon bestseller, which really is kind of what you're going for, because then it kind of draws more people in to look at your book. I hit that Amazon bestseller point, and then I just kept hitting more goals throughout the day, just getting more targets, more goals. I think I topped 10 separate charts. You know, there's all sorts of different charts on Amazon. So I'd like hit 10 different charts, top of those. And then in the evening, Sabine, my accountability buddy who lives in Argentina, messaged me and said, "Oh my God, Laura, you're like number 2 in the movers and shakers chart for the whole of the UK. And then I went to number 1. So by like 9 o'clock in the evening, I was number 1 in the whole of the UK for movers and shakers. So my book had shifted up that many in the day that I was number 1. And honestly, what a day. Like, it was such a feeling. It was such a kind of culmination. And I can only probably describe it. It's not the same as giving birth, let me tell you. But that like kind of expectation leading up to that day was completely amazing. Completely amazing. And it was a joy. It was a joyous day. Then the following day, I had my book launch party where I had all my like loved ones and friends and family, my lovely children, my stepdaughter, and only one of them couldn't come. But like, you know, my family around me, my mum came over from Spain and everybody celebrated me. Everybody celebrated the achievement and it just felt amazing, utterly amazing. And I felt so loved and supported and kind of nurtured and held up by the people that I have around me. It was amazing. People had driven like 3 hours to come to the book launch. It was amazing. It was amazing. Such a great feeling. And everything was obviously very pink. But those were like the 2 days, the 30th and 31st of March last year, right? They're just 2 days. But actually the book's impact, that's the bit that matters. Like the anniversary is lovely, right? So, you know, have a glass of something on Saturday and toast my book birthday. But the messages that I've had from people, the reviews that people have left, the time people have taken to contact me about what the book has done for them, what reading it has meant to them, how useful they found it, how helpful it's been in terms of shifting their mindset, how they've realized that actually making a change in their life is something that they can do, how deciding that what they've got right now is fine, but actually they want a little bit more or a little bit less or a little bit different, that they can do that. How people can hear my voice kind of coming out of the pages, right? It's my voice saying, come on, you can do it. You're not just going to dream it. You're going to do it too. You're going to keep going. You are going to make all of those dreams a reality. And that's why I wrote the book, because I've got lots of different ways that you can work with me. And I love all of them. Like just before I ever started recording this, I've had a client into my office, face-to-face client, which I love. I love that. But obviously face-to-face is geographically challenging for some of you, many of you. And that option of working face-to-face just doesn't work for everybody. It just won't. And working in a group may not work for everybody. Working, you know, listening to the podcast may not work for everybody. There's lots of different things. Lots of different things about how I work, which will, some ways will work for some and some ways will work for others. But what I wanted to do was have a kind of Laura in your pocket. So you could get a taste of me, a taste of like my work that I do, the mindset support that I give. And you could have that in a book that you could refer back to again and again and again. And that would be kind of like your North Star. It would be your point where you'd say, right, okay, I need to top up my positivity and I need to work on my mindset and I need to get focused on my goals. I need to appreciate where I am right now. And then I need to look at where I want to be. And I need to take some action. I need to actually do something rather than just sit in procrastination or fear or lack of confidence. I need to actually push forward and do something different. And so the book, I've just, really exciting today, I've just been a book to venue. So I'm going to do like a book evening in May. So that's really exciting. So, you know, the thing with when you release your book, it doesn't just, you still got to keep talking about it, right? You still got to tell people about it. So if you're listening to this and the book, writing a book is on your list of things that you want to do, be under no illusion that you do need to still talk about it. You do need to draw people into your world. You need to attract people who want to buy the book. So I love doing stuff where I'm like events where I talk about the book. I just love it because it's kind of like my pink business card that people will see and enjoy and share. So I love to continue talking about it. But I want to share with you one of my favorite bits of the book, which is actually, now this isn't a plot spoiler, it's the last page. It's not a plot spoiler because, it's not a plot, if you see what I mean. It won't matter that I've read you the last page, but I just want to share this with you. Well, hang on, will I share the beginning? Hang on. Will I share the beginning? Let me think. Okay, now I'm just going to start with the beginning and then I'm going to finish with the end. So the introduction. When was the last time you had a dream? When was the last time you let your mind wander away from real life and thought about all the things you would love to be doing with your life? I'm pretty sure that you haven't done that for some time. Life is so busy, so hectic, so all-consuming that we don't get to allow ourselves to dream. Really dream. When you were little, you would have dreamed of all sorts of things. Children don't worry about reality, practicality, or suitability. They don't put parameters, boundaries, or limits on what they dream. They just dream. They draw pictures and they write stories and they dream of becoming anything they want to be. When a child tells you that what they want to be when they grow up, you celebrate it. It doesn't matter what it is, you tell them they can achieve it. As adults, this is what we do to nurture children. We build their self-esteem, we build their confidence and self-belief, and we encourage them to not limit their thoughts. So why is it that when we approach adulthood, we suddenly cut off all of those dreams and tell our young adults to get real? Tell them to grow up and take their heads out of the clouds. Tell them that their time for dreaming is over. No wonder so many people feel that sharing a dream or even thinking about one is to be a little bit ridiculous, frivolous, foolish, a waste of time. It doesn't have to be like that. That's the first two pages. Now this is the last page. This section is called Keep Working on Your Mindset. 95% of what we do in life is mindset. I've put an asterisk because I've kind of made that up. Our mindset can keep us in the status quo. Our mindset keeps us stuck, unfulfilled, trapped. Our mindset tells us all the things we can't do. Our mindset means we stay playing small. Stop playing small. I'll say that again. Stop playing small. You owe it to yourself to get out there and do all the things you have dreamed of. You owe it to yourself to see what you are capable of. You owe it to yourself to be happy. You owe it to yourself to live the life you have always wanted to live. You owe it to your loved ones to show them that following your dreams is possible. You owe yourself the life that lights you up. You owe yourself the life that fills your heart with joy. You owe yourself the life that you will look back on with a smile, because you gave it everything that you had. So if you haven't got your hands on my book yet, Where Have You Been? And I've got a little kind of giveaway for you. If you order the book, so Dream It and Do It, 6 Steps into Your Own Dream Life and Business, if you order it this weekend, so Friday 29th, Saturday 30th, Sunday 31st of March, send a copy of the order. So just send me a screenshot of the order, send it to book@lauracruz.com, and I will enter you into a giveaway to win a 90-minute coaching session with me, which is worth about £400. So you can take the coaching session within the next 3 months if you win. So you can read the book and then we can do some work together after, or we can do the coaching session and then you can read the book after. Either way. But if you know that you want to make a change in your life but you haven't done anything about it, if you know that you need to work on your mindset but you keep going around in circles, if you know that you can't quite work out how to move forward, if you know that you want to change something but you feel really low energy, if you keep telling yourself that things like this don't happen to people like you, if any of that applies that I've just said, then this is the book for you. It's a brilliant book. It's a brilliant book. Buy it for yourself, buy it as a gift, buy it for your daughter, your son. It's an amazing book. Buy it this weekend, order it on Amazon, I'll pop the link into the show notes, and then send me an email, book@lauracruz.com, and you could win a 90-minute coaching session. What's not to like? So get over to Amazon now and order the book. Send me an email. I'm going to be celebrating my book birthday with a glass of fizz. And I'll tell you what, I'll see you next time, my fellow dreamer. You have been listening to the Your Dream or Mine podcast with Laura Cruz. If you're ready to create the dream life and business that you've always wanted, then let's work together. Order my book, listen to the podcast, join the Dream Life Academy, come to the Dream Life Business Club, get involved with me. I can help you to create the dream life and business you've always wanted.